is.
All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes. Your thoughts, your comments, anything's up for grabs at 306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off in Boots and Salutes this morning.
Good morning. I've got a big salute for Vic's Coffee Talk, but the one thing he missed is that none of the kids can read handwriting anymore. They've been raised on computers, and they don't know how to join the letters together. I know one of my clients, she called her grandson to get a grocery list for her, and he looked at her and said, "What's this, Grandma?" And she said, "Well, it's my grocery list. It's just food I want you to pick up for me." He said, "Well, what does it say?" She said, "You mean you can't read it, handwriting?" And he said, "No, you got to print it."
Yep, that's the way of the world, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I've got so many salutes for you guys, I don't know where to start.
I'm ready. Go right ahead. Don't listen to the radio.
First of all, I like your Saturday night dance and the Ukrainian music you played. And I like the coffee shop and also... your chuck wagon reports.
Right on. Well, thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute the St. Walburg Blueberry Festival this weekend. Man, they put up a show in that town. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Just want to send out another salute to another kick-ass rider win.
There you go.
Hear, hear.
You weren't nervous at all?
Oh, no.
I didn't like the way the offense played. I'm not going to kid you.
Well, that's all right. When you got a defense the way the Riders have a defense, what are you worried about?
A W is a W.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I like to salute the Rough Riders for winning their game.
I agree.
And I would also like to salute the Hilltops for kicking Calgary's butt.
thanks for the call. And yes, well done. A great weekend for football in the province. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd just like to say that teachers are frustrated with the math curriculum also. And I would sure like to take that test Vic referred to.
Absolutely. You know what? I've heard that before. I've got friends of ours that just talk about the math curriculum. And it's like, whoa. Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A salute to Vic's Coffee Talk this morning. My big complaint about math and whatnot is young people can't count change. Anybody under about 40, if they haven't got that computer or that till in front of them that says what to give you, they can't count it out.
You know what's even scarier? Is the fact that kids don't know denominations of money either. Like, everything is with a debit card now, right?
Well, that's true, yep.
No, so quarters, nickels, dimes. Oh. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Referring to the Coffee Talk on the math situation, when I went to school, I learned my multiplications, and today it's a different story. They don't understand multiplications. I don't know how they're going to go through life that way. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'm just curious, how come CJWW doesn't run the football games anymore on radio?
Just the Rough Riders went a different direction, unfortunately. So we're going to cheer them on like everybody else all year long. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the Prince Albert Polka Fest. They had a real good turnout this year.
Where do they hold that in PA?
Beg your pardon?
Where is it held at in Prince Albert?
At the Exhibition Center.
It's at the Exhibition Center. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a good time.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you for the call.
Welcome, bye.
All right, take care. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for anything that's on your mind this morning with Boots and Salutes.
I tell you what, if you're looking for an interesting read, I would search this out online. Scott and Lori Thomas wrote a letter to the universe, basically, to thank everyone for all the support that they've received since that April bus crash that took their son, Evan. And one of the things they learned is how important community is. And I think Scott's always been involved in the community. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been involved in minor hockey, volunteering, and I'm sure Lori's been doing exactly the same thing, because it's never just one.
That's
when
right.
When it's a family thing, it's a family thing. So they've always known, but even more so now, they understand the value and the importance of community. It's an interesting read. I would check it out.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I have a boot.
Go ahead.
I don't know about, like, other kids, but, like, I know how to count when I get to a nickel and a dime. I know that when you add those two, it's 15. So I don't know about these other kids that are going around and they don't know how to count coins, but
I'm you just got saying
her. That. There's some out there that know how to count coins still.
Good. You know what? Good on you, because anytime somebody makes blanket statements about kids today, no, that's one kid that you interacted with or one. They're 99% of kids know how to read cursive writing. They know how to count change. They know how to do all of those type of things. I hate this. Yeah. No, I'm with you, man.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call and a salute to you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to salute the kids out there at the Ukrainian Day in the Park. Man, did they perform just beautifully. The sun came out. Everyone was supportive. It was the entire community coming together, Prudhomme and Prince Albert and Hafford and North Alford and all of Saskatoon. It was great.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute and or boot the younger generation that doesn't know how to count. I support McDonald's regularly, and it's very, very quite imminent. They have to count nickels, dimes, quarters, and it's a real challenge. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Come on, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I will. I'd like to salute that young woman, Brooke Henderson, for winning the championship. And also, I'm just trying to figure out the Rider Nation here, because the last few weeks, everybody's booting Chris Jones. So are we saluting them, or are we booting them still? I don't understand Rider Nation at all.
Well, when you figure it out, let us know.
That's exactly it. Unfortunately, that's it for Boots and Salutes today. Lines are jammed. Hold your calls and your thoughts until tomorrow, as we'll pick up the conversation right where we left off. Boots and Salutes this morning brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. Coming up, of course, we've got Red Wing Shoe Trivia as part of the Moo Crew Trivia Hour this week.